Hello, welcome to another episode of Beautiful Subconscious. I'm Shel Marie. So today's episode, I want to lean into becoming besties with being uncomfortable because I can see a little pattern that can form after a while of doing the inner work that we finally shift what has made us uncomfortable so we can land in a more comfortable state within that then we don't want to get uncomfortable, re-uncomfortable. It's like, that's a trap. And I want to speak about it today. How does that relate to you? So firstly, so many of us, we begin on this journey of doing the work. Why? Because something inside of us just doesn't feel resonant. We feel pain and struggle and hurt. And it just takes, you know, a precipice point where we're like, no, enough. Enough is it for me. It was when I had my daughter Shia. I was like, okay, I'm really going to face my stuff. And it wasn't comfortable. It was so not comfortable, but I knew I didn't want to pass that on. And I couldn't exactly just keep escaping with travel every, you know, 3 or 4 months like I had been doing previously before she was born. So I was like, shit, man, I've got to look at it. And it's uncomfortable. And did I love seeing that I was, you know, emotionally erratic? No. Did I ever want to admit that or say that out loud? No. The guilt and the shame, and I just want to hide and fall into this dark hole in the earth. That always came through. Did I want to be able to, you know, at that time, did I feel comfortable or in surfacing up, you know, my relationship with food and my eating disorder? No. It was like, oh, that's just dark stuff. And I didn't think also in previous experiences that I was going to be able to be held in that space. And I think that's what many of us can relate to as well. Like my own shit is so heavy and so dark that no one's going to be able to support me through this, or no one, it's going to be too much for people and they're going to leave me. And then that's going to trip up an abandonment wound that's unresolved within me too. There is so much that can play out and it's all compounding. And I think that's one of the reasons why, well, it is the reason. Actually, I'm going to tie it back to actually energetic truth. In real life, we either lose it emotionally, let's say, because we've just been holding on, suppressing until it explodes. And then it comes out in a way that feels uncontrolled and unwelcomed. And it then follows with grief and guilt and regret and sadness and shame. And so we then, you know, punish ourselves for that, hold it in again, feel terrible about it until the next time it happens. Because we don't feel safe, or hadn't learned to feel safe in really expressing what was our hurts, in expressing what was vulnerable to us, because it was shamed, it was frowned upon. And so we had to learn how to deal with it ourselves. And we still didn't even know how to deal with it ourselves because we didn't have the tools to learn how to deal with it ourselves. So it was just a big, beautiful, hot mess. Energetically, how that is very similar is your stuff won't surface if it doesn't feel safe enough to surface it. Energetically, like through the work that I do, we will energetically and subconsciously set up the scaffolding in service of us going down and deep so that when we do go down there, it doesn't feel like your whole world collapses on top of you and you get suffocated in the own depths of your despair. We set you up in the framework subconsciously to be able to feel solid in yourself as best as you can in that regard, to then go down, to then retrieve, to bring up, to then release, and then to integrate. That is how it plays out. And so the same is like until we feel safe enough to express it, we will hold and we'll avoid and we'll emotionally create these coping mechanisms until we feel safe. So that is one of the first reasons why we start to do the work, is because we are so uncomfortable that something's got to be better than this. And then so then we do start to get comfortable. We can start to talk about our junk from a depersonalized state, from a state of that was an emotion, an event, an experience that I had, but it's not me. It's not me as a whole. It's a part of me, but that's not the entirety of me. I'm so much more than that emotion. So you start to then zoom out and see everything that you are more and more clear, and it just keeps expanding and expanding and expanding. But in that moment and in those darker, more secluded spaces, you don't have the availability to have that awareness always, until you learn how to integrate it and seek for something higher. And then so when we do start to talk about it comfortably, we can start to feel more empowered with ourselves. We're not getting rocked off our center with our emotions. Or if we do, we know how to come back at a more efficient rate. And then the emotions that follow, you know that that's just all part of the emotional reaction, and you don't buy into it as much. You're like, I see it. I would have usually in the past. I'm no longer there now. I'm actually have a buffer with awareness of what is playing out, who I really am, and that in between. I'm not becoming that. And so it's life just becomes more tranquil, more enjoyable. It's just like, oh, yes. And you literally forget about the things that you used to have to deal with on the daily. It's just like, my gosh, like I forgot that I used to have a constant cough in my throat every day. I forgot that I used to feel bloated, say 2 p.m. every single day. That bloatingness, like I have not had in years, daily, consistently. Like I have not, I'm going to say at least 3 years since really leaning into this style of work. And I'm just like, my God, that used to be a thing every day. And like, it is because of what we store in our emotions. Like it all plays its part. It's our emotions. It's in our subconscious and what we eat. If we can't digest our food right, it's because we can't, our body is living in survival. It's not even digesting life. And it's just trying to feel safe from its own emotions. It all ties in. It's phenomenal. But keeping on track and keeping on point to what this whole podcast episode was about was to still find and lean into being uncomfortable. Because once we get to that point of being super comfortable, there can almost be like a PTS response of getting uncomfortable again. It's like, oh, no, that was hell when I used to have that back then. And we can confuse being uncomfortable now, once you're a bit more healed with, oh, is that not for me? That might be because that's not meant for me, because it doesn't feel, in inverted commas, it doesn't feel right. Does it not feel right by intuition, or is it because you're pushing your next threshold? Are you just like playing on the edges of growth and expansion? There is a complete difference, but it can feel somewhat similar, and you can confuse the two if you're not aware of it. And so often people can be like, oh, maybe I just should do a session, or maybe I should do like something just to work out like what's, in inverted commas, wrong with me or whatever it is. There's got to be something because I'm triggered by this, like because I'm not feeling quite right. So then there's something here for me to work on. So I'll work on that before then actually taking the action. And you can see how that can be very tricky. Like our minds can be so tricky. It's just the next formulation of avoidance, or not really leaning into your power and suppressing your potential. That's what we want to be aware of. So how do you know the difference? How do you know the difference? It's firstly getting to that point where you are, as best as you can be, integrated in your dualities of emotions. And then when you get that call to do, that's that inspo that comes through for you to act, and it's not going to feel comfortable. Why? Because it's new and you don't have a space or a reference point to understand like what that could link to. So when there is not a familiar, then you can still be defaulting into fear and survival through the unfamiliar. This will change when you start to continue to take, when you start to take action and continue to take action, because that's going to reaffirm the belief that action toward the unknown will actualize the dreams that exist in the unknown. So the actions towards the unknown will actualize the desires that start and live within the unknown. And the more you get really comfortable with being uncomfortable, and the thing is that you're going to need to keep seeking more and more of it each and every time. So what got you to where you are now will be a whole different ballgame to get you to where you want to go. And then when you get to where you want to go, you're going to have to draw upon some more resources to lean into more bandwidth of uncomfortability to then get you to where you next want to be. it's just this forever continual cycle. So if we can get our heads around it and our hearts around it and our subconscious around it now, then you can lean into the uncomfortable. It's like, ooh, okay, then I've got to. Like that, then I have to. That's the key here. So that would be my take for you this week, is if there is something that feels intuitively right, like you're getting an intuitive, like when, if that outcome was to be achieved, you feel expanded and like, yes, then don't wait, jump into it. If you hear that, like, oh, that expansion, like, yeah, that action, that could be fun, but, and you can, it's going to take a, maybe a second, maybe not, to just realize the difference of expanded through the chest and through the heart and through the core to expanded in like the mind, just like, oh yeah, that's a bit of a dopamine hit, maybe I'll just quickly do that. The beauty of it is when you know that you are integrated, or you've integrated your dualities, so say fear and love, sadness and happy, potential and doubt, when you integrate all of them, then you're going to feel more clear on the intuitive inspiration that comes through. And then when you allow yourself to just lean into that and just follow its cue, just jump on it and see where it takes you, you're going to be good, because you know deep down too that no matter where you are, you're good, you're level, you're integrated, there's nothing that you can be presented with that you can't get through. And the more you keep reaffirming that within yourself by taking the action and just seeing what reality then shows you, and then seeing what opportunities open up, maybe it redirects you to another way that is in more alignment. Awesome. You needed to take that step to get there. Maybe it's exactly what you wanted and you did the thing. Amazing. Like, keep going. You've earned it. You deserve it. It's all the things. If you feel I don't know if this is right. If you're questioning your decisions, just take the action and just know the feedback that you'll get will guide you as to which way which is more alignment or which is not. Just trust in the feedback that your reality gives you, but you can't know that if you're not taking action. Like that's sitting on the sideline of your own life kind of situation where you're just waiting for it to feel completely in alignment. Like, I'm going to meditate my way to it and it's going to drop in my lap. It's not going to happen that way. I'm not going to say it never will, because we're always in this expanded state, but it's the action and the implementation is that last piece of the puzzle to materialize what it is that you want on the outside to be congruent to what you feel and are connected and embodied to on the inside. So, goal, become besties with your uncomfortable. And second, observe if you are looping in the, oh, this feels uncomfortable, I must need to do work, so there must be something wrong with me, kind of, I better clear that up with myself situation. If you are in that loop, just observe and just know, is that like, what if there was a higher truth? What could that be? Because every question has an answer. You probably hear me say that a bunch of times. And thirdly, you'll always need to seek new levels of uncomfortability as you grow. So the more we get comfortable with the concept of seeking uncomfortable, the more you're going to achieve such incredibly epic things. I hope that helped, and I would love to hear what you've taken from this episode. Share it around. Again, let's start to activate what's going on within your subconscious. Let's start to really find out how you can allow yourself to take these actions. And if you're not taking these actions, if every part of you feels like you dug your heels in, you're getting pushed off a cliff, then there is something playing out blinkedly in your blind spot. So we can look at that too, for sure. So jump on board the $111 consult, initial consult and session. It's not going to last forever. We are changing our whole program up. We're having one program. It's going to launch. And I cannot wait to just work so extensively with you, because what is underneath there is so much gold and so much liberation. And you are making such rapid and massive changes to not only your life, but the people in and around you. It's a gift and a privilege to be able to support you through that in order for you to support the ones around you as well. We just give and then we follow and we pass it on and pay it forward. I love that. So that, if you're down, hit in the show note. I would love to hear what you've taken from this episode. And yeah, hit me through a DM. If there's things that you're wanting to understand more, please let me know. I would love to run through it with you. So until next week, take care of you.
Audience exclusive.